Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Cass Page. Hello, Cass.
Hello, Hayden. How are you?
I'm good. And we are finally joined. I don't know why I said finally.
Oh, it's been a long, hard slog.
We're trying to get this guy every week and he said, no, I'm busy.
Can't pin him.
Yeah, it's Adam Cannavale.
Hey, it's me. I'm sorry. Technically, this show's supposed to be just the three of us. And every time someone else is here, it's because I couldn't make it.
Yeah, that's what every single week.
It's
actually not supposed to be a guest ever.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And today, we're talking about wrestling. Pew, pew, pew.
Do you know what's probably a better wrestling noise? I've never heard wrestling up close, and I've never heard the sound of skin on skin in wrestling. But there's probably a lot of that.
If happens all the time. What are you talking about?
Big, flat
you watched the wrestling the other day. There was heaps of that.
I didn't hear the sound of...
They have microphones.
That's on a TV, Hayden. That's not what Cass said.
No, I'm talking about... Okay, so we watched the wrestling the other day.
The Royal Rumble.
Don't date the episode, okay? It was Royal Rumble wrestling.
Happens every year. I didn't give a date.
There was heaps of skin slapping on that. It was great. Because they have microphones on some of the cameras, and so you can hear them yelling at each other, being like,
"Microphones on some of the cameras."
Yeah, and then
you don't.
Yeah, what? Then you can. What I'm saying is, you can hear the skin slapping.
I couldn't. Well, maybe I was sitting.
You also didn't watch half of it.
I did watch half of it.
You were in bedroom.
No, I did clock twice. I was like, "Oh, Cass isn't here." Okay.
Yeah. And then you came back down, and be like, "What happened?" Like, well, you missed a whole like hour of wrestling.
So. I didn't ask what happened.
Yeah, who's that? Oh, why aren't they friends?
No, that
why
was me.
Why are they fighting?
That was me, actually.
I didn't ask those questions.
Is he really dead, that guy?
I didn't ask any of that.
No, you didn't.
I went away for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I asked that heaps.
And then
I sat
on the stairs.
You did sit on the stairs.
There's no, because, I said, is that guy really dead? And that's The Undertaker, but he's long gone. There's no good gimmicky people currently in the wrestling that are, like, ridiculous. Yeah. Like, The Undertaker's thing was he was an actual dead guy.
Yeah.
And I think in the world of wrestling, he's dead for real.
At one point,
he was controlled by an urn. And if you held the urn, you could control The Undertaker's power.
That's fun.
Yeah. I wish wrestling were more like that. Like, I feel like everyone's very normal these days.
I think in the age of Google, it becomes harder.
Yeah.
Because you can just Google, can a guy be controlled by an urn?
Yeah.
And Google will give you the answer.
That's true.
Wasn't there a guy who was from hell?
That's Kane. He doesn't wrestle anymore. I'm not sure if he's from hell, but I think hell is real in the WWE universe. I think it's canon.
Hell's real in this universe. Get straight with God, Hayden.
Hang on. Well, does that mean heaven's real in WWE?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't get a lot of angel wrestlers because it's not a good gimmick.
No, it's not a good gimmick.
Yeah, just straight
God's
up.
Favorite.
Yeah, you don't want to.
That's because, a good gimmick.
That is a good gimmick.
No, because then you can't. You can never be a heel. You have to only ever be a face.
Yeah,
and that can be limiting and difficult.
Heel
and
equals also, baddie. Face equals goodie.
I'm sure if you portrayed yourself as like I'm literally an angel or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm literally
an angel. I'm not pretending. I am an angel from heaven.
Pretty sure Christian groups would get mad at you.
Yeah, but if you're from hell, then it's like a Christian group's getting mad. It's like, hell, look at these Christian groups getting mad.
I'm
whoa,
a bad
this guy's
guy. And you can save me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose there's like a redemption arc from people from hell.
Yeah. It's very funny to imagine a priest being like, I can save him.
I can save the man from hell. Well, the man from hell, Cain, became the governor of somewhere in Texas.
Yes. He
became the mayor.
Real right wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, loves Trump.
Mm.
Yeah, good stuff.
It is. I can't imagine. That's a real face turn, isn't it? Went from being from actual hell
heel?
To being, well, no, face turn because he was a heel.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, like, from actually a man right. from actual hell to the mayor.
Does it not technically jump canons, though? Is it still...
Because it's real life?
Yeah. In modern WWE,
yep.
Do they cut to him doing stuff as mayor?
I don't think so, no.
I feel like his storyline, therefore, has ended.
Yeah, perhaps.
Well,
yeah.
How did his storyline end in WWE, then?
I don't know. A lot of the time they sort of just fade out and they sort of get injured and then they don't come back for a while. Yes. And then it's like, oh, this guy hasn't been around for a while.
There's a lot of injuries.
I'm not like religiously watching it, so I don't know.
Well, but, yeah, that's why you're going to hell.
That's why I'm going to hell.
That's crazy. Yeah, a lot of injuries. Huh, it's weird. It's almost weird to be thrown around a lot and then get injuries. Yeah. God, I hope they've got great health insurance.
They probably do.
Yeah, or the big ones, I'm sure.
Yeah,
if you're a big name,
the indie wrestlers, probably not.
Oh, God. I was in researching my facts today.
Yeah.
I was learning about some of the more dangerous wrestling moves, and one of the moves was performed by an indie wrestler.
Yeah.
It went wrong.
Broke his neck.
I think they were a bit paralyzed, almost paralyzed, but like their career ended, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, and all the community gathered together and they raised $1,200.
That's brutal.
Nothing.
That's not enough.
Oh, my God.
That'll cover one day of care.
That is brutal,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
What was the move?
Oh,
do you remember what it was called and what the type
it.
Of what it was?
That's messed up. People love to talk about wrestling's fake. It's a full fucking contact sport, though.
Yeah, there's
People are genuinely out there getting hurt.
Yeah, it's like it's fake in the sense that they're not actually hitting each other that hard, but like the slams are pretty real.
Yeah.
I mean, was it you that was asking us? It was like last time
you
watched
exactly
the Rumble.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
What kind of padding is under the ring if it's fake? It's like, oh no, it's just wood.
It's just
full on wood, and they just slam onto the wood.
Yeah, that's why it makes a big noise.
Yeah.
At the risk of this conversation
That's why it looks like it hurts, because it fucking hurts.
There's another thing I want to talk about in this very vein, but I'm going to continue this one currently.
Great.
At the risk of, I know exactly a topic that might come up, which...
Okay.
Anyway, I knew that there was, like, not a lot of... Like, the stage or whatever is not as soft as you might imagine it to be, and the area around is not as soft as you might imagine it to be. And I was postulating that is probably because it's more consistent than at least they know what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
If they've just got, like, one light level of padding down that they bring with them everywhere that they go.
It always
so then
feels
they're
the
like,
same.
We know, yeah, we're not trying to do some trickery where we've got... like some surface that might be inconsistent from location to location. To bring up a topic from that same Royal Rumble conversation, some soft concrete,
Adam was trying to theorize that there was some secret soft concrete going on.
I wasn't theorizing that there was some. I was just like, you know, a theoretical substance.
You weren't theorizing. You were just thinking of a theoretical thing.
No, theorizing
Good
implies
one,
that
him.
I was saying soft concrete is a thing. That's not what I was saying. I was giving an example of something
that could exist.
That just throw
maybe
a theory
could
out.
Exist.
Just
Who
throw
knows?
A theory out. No, that's fair enough.
All right, Cass. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very.
Yes. Continue.
Maybe this is why I don't come for all of these. Because I'm attacked.
Every time you come back here, you have to spend 6 weeks back in HR. And then you.
You know what? Fucking on your little diggly-do or whatever.
I'm on my diggly-do.
Prove
what
to me right
mean?
Now that soft concrete can't exist.
Phone. He's pointing to the phone, by the way. That's what
concrete
diggly-do
sets.
Means.
Concrete sets. Yeah, no. No. Come on, give me the facts, all right?
Okay.
Concrete sets. What does that mean? Give me the little facts, all right?
Concrete.
Get the diggly-do.
Be soft. Can
and
concrete
prove
be
to
soft?
Me a negative right now.
That concrete can never be soft?
Concrete can never be soft.
I mean, when it's...
Go on, when Google, can concrete be soft or mean, is concrete always hard? Give me the facts, all right? You know so much about concrete, don't you?
Okay, okay.
Yeah?
So you can class concrete as soft when it has a compressive strength of less than C25 mm-hmm. or a Mohs scratch rating of less than 4. So let's mm-hmm. just let's compare that to a rock.
Uh-huh.
Mohs hardness.
Mohs?
Yeah, M-O-H.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard of this before.
It's like what you use to determine how like hard a rock is.
It goes from right. something like 0 to 9, is that correct?
I think so. So less
I
than 4.
I think diamond is 9.
4 is fluorite. Copper penny is 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Fingernail is 2.5.
Okay.
Okay.
All so, pretty hard.
Talc is the bottom. Talcum powder.
Talcum powder?
Well, hang on. Talcum powder is powder of talc.
Yeah.
So imagine if it was all together.
I think the way that scale is actually supposed to work is that one thing can scratch the other.
Yeah.
So anything higher on the scale can scratch something lower on the scale.
It's
a hardness thing.
So did you prove either way that concrete can't be soft?
Well, concrete can be as soft as talc.
What's talc? But talc is hard. If you landed on talc...
I don't think this is really the hardness scale you're thinking of.
I also don't know what talc is, so I have no real grasp of what that means.
So if...
Talcum powder, like baby powder.
Yeah, I know what that is, but what does it come from? Does it come in sheets of white?
It's a rock? Oh, I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying! They should land on talcum powder. That'd be soft.
You can make a concrete wrong so it doesn't set.
Would that not be soft concrete?
No, I don't think that would be concrete.
Because it has to also look real. That's part of what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying, though. No, we're having a different conversation now.
No, that's the
point. We're having a different conversation now because you mocked me for soft concrete.
Do you know what? I have
You didn't mock me for soft concrete?
I will be reviewing the tape and I think
I'm not even just talking today, which yes, you did. I also mean yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Infuriating. Infuriating.
I found the blog of Bartell Global, so I think that's assumedly a large
What's
company.
What's Bartell?
I assume it's a large company.
You said it was such authority. Oh, good. Bartell Global's on the case. Great. Okay. A reliable source, Bartell Global.
Let's look at Bartell Global.
Uh-huh.
Their article from 2020, What Makes Concrete Hard, Medium, or Soft?
This is pre-coronavirus, though, so...
No, it's July 2020.
Oh, okay, great.
And how can I tell? So Randy Wheeler's had time.
Mm.
First line of the article. All concrete is hard if you fall and hit the back of your head on it.
Bang. So that's a stone cold fact.
I don't think that means anything. So
it said all concrete is hard.
No, it didn't say.
Yes, it
fucking
did.
A guy said.
Explain it to me.
I already know that.
Explain it to me.
Come on.
What do you mean?
Explain there's no such thing as soft concrete, which we already established.
This is real.
If
like
concrete sets wrong.
So it's saying that soft concrete is 2,500 PSI rating. So like the compression rate. I think I need to just find something to compare that so that you'll understand.
I think the phrase, maybe you could still crack the back of your head open, but I think the phrase soft concrete, that it exists at all in this context, kind of vindicates me, thank you very much.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
If a wrestler fell on it, they would get hurt.
Less so than on hard concrete.
I don't think so.
Less so than on hard concrete. I'm pretty confident. I feel like you've confirmed my point. Thank you very much, Cass. I'm done with you.
Actually, yeah, you're starting to make a bit of sense, Adam. Maybe you can get soft concrete. Maybe it is fine if you fall over from the ring.
The reason that it's
off the
important,
top turnbuckle.
The reason that it's important to check how hard it is so that you use the correct diamond matrix when you're cutting the concrete.
Okay. Mm. Because, why? Because some diamond matrixes aren't as strong, and so they have trouble on harder concrete? Is that what you're saying?
And also, Cass, a diamond could cut a mattress. Just because a diamond can cut it doesn't mean that it's hard.
You know what? Adam's right.
Thank you.
Do you know what? I'm so sorry, Adam. That was wrong. But
you convinced me.
Jumping off of the thing, that is what gave that person a fractured skull. Remember how I was talking about? Jumping,
okay. Yeah, the wrestler.
It was a moonsault. So you backflip.
Oh, a moonsault, yes.
Backflip off of the edge of the ring.
The top rope or the apron? The apron is the edge of the ring, but like on the same, on the ground level, if you will.
Mm.
And then obviously the top, there's the three ropes above it. But the apron is the hardest bit because that's, I think, just where the wood doesn't bend.
Yeah.
And so when you see people getting their heads slammed into the apron, that's why it's people are like, damn, right, the apron. Oh my God.
Yes.
There was also two in the same vein as before the sidetrack, but slightly different. There was a wrestler you were talking about yesterday where they're like an old-fashioned wrestler, yeah. And they had come in and they were fighting like a newer wrestler or whatever, and this newer wrestler in an interview was like, I always wondered how they made, how this guy made all of his hits look really realistic.
Oh, yeah.
It's because he really hits you.
Yeah, I think it was Mick Foley was talking about an old wrestler. Yeah, and basically, yeah. He's like, oh, great, I'm finally going to learn the secret of how to get a head punch that looks so real. And it's like, oh, the secret is he kept punching me in the head really hard. that's so good. Did you have more facts about horrible injuries, Cass?
Oh, I wanted to share. So I was looking through the most dangerous ones. So I wanted to share my favorite dangerous wrestling move. Because so many of the wrestling moves, they start doing them, and then it's like, what? Too many people keep getting injured.
Yeah, there's been a few that have been banned. There was one, the pile driver.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about.
Mm, you go then.
So it was banned, and it had two exceptions, and I think
the Undertaker was one of them. I'm pretty sure
the Undertaker was one of them
because he's been wrestling for like 70 years, and he's like, hey, he knows how to do it.
So the WWF banned all the pile driver variations in 2000. So they've been banned for like more than two decades.
Wow.
And then the House of Representatives in 2007. Questioned the wrestling because two people were still doing them, and it was the Undertaker and Kane.
Yeah,
And the WWF.
I didn't realize it was that recent.
Mm,
I didn't realize it was that early. I thought it was I thought it was more recent. They banned it.
No. And the WWF came out and said that those who had done these maneuvers for a long time really know how to do them safely. But the reason you probably thought it was banned more recently was because in 2013, CM Punk used the move against John Cena.
Yeah.
Oh.
And apparently, like, Vince McMahon, horrible man, was furious because it's like a banned move and everything. And when CM Punk was questioned about it recently, I think he was tweeting about it, actually. He said, people were mad, but if you really think about it, they're big babies.
God damn.
Yeah, if you think about it, actually, they're just big babies and you suck, fuck you, if you think about it.
Actually think about it.
It's crazy to imagine that they might be big babies.
Yeah.
Have they considered that?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're not allowed to do chair shots to the head anymore either.
You were telling me about that. That's so sad. I love the weapons.
I know, weapons are good. Because the weapons are all real.
Yeah.
Like, there's just like the hammer that they bring out. That's just a big hammer.
Do they do thumbtacks in the WWE?
They haven't done it for a while.
Oh, thumbtacks. I went to a live wrestling once with a friend.
Yeah.
God, the thumbtacks rules.
The thumbtacks are crazy. There's been thumbtacks. I don't know when the last time it was or if it's banned or whatever, but there's been a few matches where they sprinkle thumbtacks around and then they choke slam them into it.
When they get like thrown down on the mat.
Yeah.
Oh,
and when the thumbtacks go down, you're like, oh no, someone's getting thrown down into them.
Oh God.
What were the weapons that got brought out at the local wrestling match recently?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
One of them was a packet of chips.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I heard about this. Chips got stolen from the wrestler who'd brought the chips. And then crack pipe was found in the packet of chips.
Yeah. And then they smoked crack or something? The wrestler smoked crack?
Yeah, it made them stronger.
That's a good gimmick.
I really get it.
The crackhead is a good gimmick.
I remember hearing this story off mic earlier, and when I first heard it, I didn't realize the context was it was in a wrestling ring.
Oh, yeah, right. So I thought were fighting.
Yeah, I thought there was some party that had happened, and the theme of the party is, and I think this is a kind of a fun theme, bring a weapon.
That is good.
Because that's how someone brought the chip pack and is like, this is my weapon. And then to find out that in addition to someone being like, oh, I've brought a chip packet as a weapon, there's a crack pipe in it and someone smoked the crack. It was such a wild series of events.
Oh my God, can we throw a party like that?
Which is what? Bring a weapon?
Yeah,
no guns,
I got a weapon.
No guns or knives?
No guns or knives, bring a weapon.
I don't have a weapon then.
What was your weapon going to be? A big knife?
No. I got a
man,
knife.
That would really change the vibe of a party. Someone rocks up with a gun for real.
I would want to go sick. Home.
That's awful.
I wouldn't want to stay at the party anymore.
Yeah.
I think that would kind of ruin it for me. I'd be like, I got the gun tired.
Tell you what's a cool weapon that doesn't get enough love in the modern day.
Yeah.
Tell us.
A bommy knocker.
Oh, my God.
Or a mace. Like, I forget which one's which. But the
bommy
one...
knocker has a swingy thing.
Oh, right. What's the one? Maybe it's a morning star.
Morning star is a straight rod with a ball on the end. Ball sometimes has spikes.
Okay, yeah. Right. And
you're thinking the chain with ball
and
spikes?
I'm thinking a chain with a ball with spikes.
I believe...
Is that a mace?
I believe that is a mace.
Right. I thought a mace was that one where it was locked
yeah,
in.
And
I thought
confusing.
A morning star was the spiky one on a chain.
It is
but
confusing.
But what an unpractical weapon that is.
But it's fun.
It's very
yeah.
fun.
I don't think it's impractical. I think it's... Oh, no, maybe I've got it the wrong way around. No, mace is stick with ball. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
It's morning star that is. Because I keep hearing people saying... One's the other, and then the other's the one.
That would be confusing.
So I keep seeing things where someone's like, a morning star is this, and it's a mace. And
yeah.
then someone's saying, a morning star is this, and it's a morning star. They like, keep,
yeah.
I keep hearing it going back and forth.
Either way, stick, chain, ball has spikes.
Yeah.
That's got to be the scariest weapon to wield, because it's like a 50-50 chance it's going to crack your own skull.
That is a terrifying weapon to wield, because when it's swinging... It has to stop. So all you need to do is make the weapon make contact with the enemy, and the weapon does the rest.
Oh, yeah,
it'll
wrap around
them
yeah.
and hit them.
Yeah.
That's why I always thought the best chain is the best weapon is a cinder block on a chain. Because you're swinging that around, gravity's doing all the work for you. All you need to do is that chain needs to make contact with your opponent,
yeah.
and then the chain does the rest of the work for you, buddy.
Is that,
all right.
Who has a? I think it's a Ghost Rider. He's got a big chain.
Oh yeah, he does have a chain.
Does he have
a cinder block though?
No cinder block.
Mm. But he does have a chain, and chains can be heavy. And look, don't get me wrong, the humble chain. Good weapon.
Yeah, that is a good weapon.
Yeah, you're right.
Been to cinder block on a chain.
Cinder block makes it scary.
You ever been to Bunnings Warehouse or like a hardware store and you go to the chain aisle?
Yes.
That's a good aisle.
It's a good aisle.
You're like, oh man, I could do anything with these chains. I can't think of a single thing, but I could do so much.
It's just fun to pick them up.
The end of Bunnings,
yeah.
Where all of the pot plants and that stuff, that feels like the most wholesome, beautiful place, and I love being there.
Then you go to the chain aisle.
It's good. I love the chain aisle. I love the tools section. Mm. I never think of the tools being used for their proper things.
No.
I'm always like, I could... This hammer is going to be a weapon. This is going to be a weapon.
This chain is going to be a weapon. I'm going to go to the cinder block section.
Yeah.
They should invent a hammer that's on a chain. So it goes handle, chain, head of the hammer.
That's so scary.
And then you
can...
Whoop-ah!
That's so inaccurate. But so long as you make contact with the wood, something's getting hammered.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe if you make
it... Something's getting hammered!
Instead of having a spike, it's all heads of the hammer. So that you... As long as it makes contact, it'll wrap around and then bang, hit the nail...
That's a good invention. Don't edit this out. Patent that.
That's true.
Patent that.
Could I patent that? How do you patent something? Is it easy?
Can I
submit a hand drawn bommy knocker hammer diagram to the patent office and they have to go, okay, well, you own the copyright for that.
Thank you for wasting
my time.
Surely they have to check something.
I imagine you have to pay some money, probably.
Well, yeah,
right?
You have to pay some money.
Yeah.
And you do have to provide a diagram. And then I think it varies from place to place, but they're. And then getting an international patent versus like one in Australia is different.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you got to provide a diagram, you got to provide an explanation, but that's kind of it, I think.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I would love to be...
And then pay money, sorry.
Yeah. I think inventing something and being an inventor is the best job. Hard to make it work financially.
You could be a patent troll.
All you need is... Oh, what's that?
It's so people do what I just said, except they get a bunch of patents that are very generic or very broad. Basically, the loosest things that the patent office will let you have.
Yeah.
And then when someone actually goes out there and makes something, when someone does, you know, like some good for the economy or the environment or whatever, you jump in
and say,
and you'd be like,
that's my patent.
Yeah. And then
I patented sitting down and writing something. And so you probably had to do that for your thing.
And you basically just charge the money use something that they really made, but you patented it.
I like that if it's like, you know, was that guy, because in Australia, Burger King is Hungry Jack's.
Yes.
I think, he wasn't really a patent troll, though.
That's a copyright thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Copyright slightly thing, different.
Patent. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm on the government website for how to apply for a standard patent.
Yeah.
But you can also be like a copyright troll. Like King, who makes Candy Crush?
I don't know. Zynga or whatever.
Yeah, Zygo. They copyrighted candy in relation to video games.
Oh, God.
And so any game that had candy in the title, they were like,
give us some money.
Yeah.
We own candy video games. That's crazy. You can comment.
It was really controversial. People were not happy that they did that.
Yeah.
That's really
bad. It's messed up.
Copyright like the letter A, be like, and then
I think that might be too broad.
Yeah, there you go.
There's
I can't
limits.
Be the first person to think of that.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear some of the silliest wrestling gimmicks I could find?
Yes, please.
All right. This is in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Not even.
But these are just some of my favorites that I found.
Hell yeah.
We've got Mantor.
All right.
He's part man, part minotaur, which is funny because a minotaur is already part man. Basically, he just was a minotaur.
What part of him was the minotaur?
I think it changed. I think he had horns sometimes, but then he would take it off when he got in the ring and that sort of thing.
That's fine.
He often would loudly moo while standing outside the ring.
That's not the right animal.
I agree.
Isn't it?
Well, I think minotaurs might moo.
Oh, I've never thought of a bull mooing.
Same, but surely they would, right?
There's the Mountie, who is a Canadian, like a corrupt Mountie.
Corrupt Mountie.
He would beat his opponents, he would handcuff them and use a cattle prod on them.
Oh my God.
That would be what I brought to the weapons party,
cattle
by the way.
Cattle prods are messed up.
That's a good one, yeah. The Repo Man. Basically, the wrestler was...
Take the ring.
Barry Darsor, known as Smash, and his crew broke up, and so he had to sort of find new identity.
Yeah.
And he basically went around with a big hook on a chain and like a Hamburglar-style mask and would sneak around and steal stuff.
That's not how repo men work.
It could be. There is...
That's a burglar. He's a burglar if he's doing that.
Yeah, he's not working for someone. He has to be working. Did he work for the Real Wrestling Foundation?
You know, I don't have all the details in front of me. I imagine it might have been that fleshed out. It also might not have been. I imagine there's a lot of, oh no, it's the Repo Man! He's going to steal your stuff! And that's kind of all there was to it, I think.
Okay.
This is one of my favorites. Dr. Isaac Yankum, DDS. He's a scary dentist.
And his last name again?
And his last name's Yankum, yeah.
Yeah.
He would walk around with like, he would... Basically, his sort of thing was like he would torture people was like the idea. And he would walk in with like a lab coat and like, you know, those magnifying glasses?
Yeah.
He had some of them on as well. Seven is a funny one. Basically, it was not the WWE, it was the WCW, but they were sort of trying to knock off The Undertaker.
Right.
So it's this guy, it's all white face paint, really like quiet and creepy sort of thing.
Mm.
But the promo for it was like he would peek into children's bedrooms.
Oh no!
And then there were these like freaky vignettes of him just like being a freaky little horrible, like just completely silent,
fuck?
All white in like leather and robes.
I'm
and
Googling
stuff.
This. I want to see this.
And then they had to cut that pretty quickly. And
no
the
kidding.
Guy, the guy who played him, Dusty Rhodes, was like cut a whole promo being like, I hate this guy. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, good.
The Ding-Dongs.
Oh, no. He does not look as cool as you think he might
look.
No,
he looks awful.
And I know man dressed all in white looking in at kids' bedrooms doesn't seem very cool initially.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's so much worse than you think.
Yeah, it's so freaky.
Oh, and what did you search to get this?
There's a bald man, like no beard, seemingly no eyebrows. Just all in white, bright white face paint.
I just searched seven wrestler. Yeah. And it's one of the first images that came up. Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't try to out Undertaker the Undertaker.
Did he? And he didn't succeed?
No.
That's crazy.
It was quite short-lived. Now, this one I like a lot. Kerwin White.
Uh-huh.
It was an alter ego of Chavo Guerrero. So Chavo Guerrero, Eddie Guerrero's family? I don't know how they're actually related. But so he's like a Latino dude. But then for this gimmick, he plays a white guy. and so in 2005, he renounced his Hispanic heritage, bleached his hair blonde, started driving a golf cart around and like would sort of have, you know, sweaters tied around his waist and over his shoulders and stuff, and changed his name to Kerwin White and was like, that was the gimmick because he was a white guy now, which is crazy. Why would you do that?
That's so funny though.
It is pretty
driving
funny.
Driving a, being like, what's the whitest car? Golf.
Yeah.
Golf cart.
Well, he's not wrong.
Mm. The curry man.
Mm.
He was just, no, it's not as bad as you think. Okay. He would just dress up and I think was like, I'm spicy. And he'd just have red flame kind of comic costumes.
Okay.
I couldn't find much more about the curry man. The ding dongs I liked. Essentially, there's a couple of guys in colored suits with masks that were, they covered their head in a big bell. And they would ring one during the match. And during their first match, they were nearly booed out of the building because they were so annoying. Finally,
booed out of a building. That's intense booing.
Okay, I'll finish up on this one, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
The gobbledygooker, which is so for a long time, they were teasing. Basically, there was a giant egg. It started appearing in the programming.
What?
And it was like, what's inside the egg? And no one knew what was inside of it. People were like, you know, theorizing who's inside the egg, what's inside the egg.
Theorizing then, who's inside the egg.
I think this lasted for weeks, and then there was a pay-per-view, and the egg finally hatched. And it was someone in a cartoon turkey costume who started to dance. And his name was the Gobbledygooker.
Did he fight anyone?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if he fought anyone.
Imagine having to be the announcer for that.
And on his way to the ring.
So seriously.
From the egg, it's the Gobbledygooker.
Did they know? Did they just know the name? I mean, I know you don't know. But, like, do you, as the egg is hatching, are you like, I know the name and I need to introduce them as the Gobbledygooker? Or... As they're coming out, are you like, we've not been told the name, or as the canon of this show is, we don't yet know the name, so we need to get the name. Do I go over? Do I need to talk to the Gobbledygooker?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. He does hatch out of the big egg in front of everyone. There's a gif of it. Would you like to see the gif of,
yes.
the egg hatching?
It's completely available on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Is it loading? Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Anyway, that was probably my favorite, the Gobbledygooker. He's just a big egg. Everyone's freaking out about the egg. I think he basically, okay, this is the legacy section of Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. The Gobbledygooker is remembered by many as one of the biggest flops in the history of professional wrestling. Not even just the WWE, the entire industry.
The sport.
The whole sport. I think it went away pretty quickly.
Oh, that's so good.
I just have so many more questions. If you are the Gobbledygooker, are you in the egg waiting to be hatched, thinking to yourself, this is going to be my wrestling career? Are you thinking to yourself, this is a bit part. I will never be on television ever again.
Yeah.
Do you think to yourself, this is a bit part. I'll never be on television ever again. And the only time I ever was on television is in a giant turkey costume. And my name was the Gobbledygooker.
Oh my God. Okay. So the Gobbledygooker came back in 2020.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's been back a bunch. Okay, so I think a lot of people have... So basically it started off a big flop, and then I think they sort of owned it.
Yeah.
Because it was in 1990 when it first hatched. And then in 2008, he was played... The Gobbledygooker was reprised by the Boogeyman. It was also another gimmicky wrestler that I nearly put on my list.
Right.
He came out, he could have full face paint makeup and would have a mouthful of real worms.
Oh.
And then came back in 2009, 2015, again in 2015, and then 2017 and 2020. So the Gobbledygooker's around.
Okay.
He's coming back.
Jesus.
Good on him. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Adam Cannavale, where can we find you?
Well, when I'm not being mocked, I can be found on this show as I am the third member, and I am I've always been the third member of this show.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, you can find me at Retro Archetype on any social media. If you're thinking of a social media, think Retro Archetype, sorry?
Vine?
Yeah.
Snapchat?
Yes.
Pinterest?
No, don't admit that.
Yes.
Google Plus?
Yes.
MySpace?
Yes.
LinkedIn?
Yes.
Reddit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm convinced.
So you can really just find you anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere Retro Archetype.
The phone book?
Yes.
Cool. There you go. Retro Archetype in the phone book.
Yeah.
Find your address and phone number. Adam, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.